Mason Smythe will be kicking into the wind to start the football game. So far this season, 35 touchbacks in 50 attempts. And he has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line to the right of the 50 as we look at it. And there are two guys back deep for the Redhawks. The most dangerous of them is Anthony Longstreet. He is on the far side of the field standing at the 5-yard line. And we are underway, playoff football, and this kick will be returned from the 3-yard line. 5-10, this is Janice up the middle of the field, gets the 20 and dives across the 22 out to the 24-yard line. First down and 10 for Goshen. So the Redhawks come onto the field with their white jerseys, red numbers. They have gray pants and red helmets.
Speaking of those Big Mac sacks, it'd be pretty good, you know, tonight to get after the quarterback because he is going to drop back and throw a lot. See if our front three can get some pressure without needing to send linebackers on blitzes.
Morsa defense has been terrific this season. Habegger and Flores Ortega have been excellent. Only defensive linebacker core. They were two question marks at the beginning of the season, and they have played very, very well for Jacob Calhoun's defensive unit. Opening play from scrimmage at the 25-yard line for the Redhawks here in the semifinals of Sectional 11. Back to throw is Diaz. Rolling out under pressure, tipped in the air and incomplete. It's probably a good thing that from Goshen's standpoint, Andy, that Janice got a hand on that because it looked like there was a Warsaw defender that had that lined up to pick it off.
That, and that's, again, I just said it a minute ago, great pressure by the front three of Warsaw to forcing him out of the pocket and making a little bit of an errant throw there.
Again, Diaz, when they played the first time, passed the ball 12 times, completed 7 of them for 162 yards, one of those a long touchdown. Second down and 10 from the 25. And they fake the run. They'll throw it out in the flat. It's a low throw, and it's going to be marked as caught for a gain of about 2 yards. And the catch was made by Jaden Keim for Goshen. Oh, no,
nope.
They're changing
yep.
it. They're changing it, and they're going to say it's incomplete. I never saw anybody yell, wave their hands incomplete, did you?
Yeah, the ref there that just laid that ball down, he came in pretty adamantly that it was incomplete.
Third down and 10 back at the 25. Goshen was going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage and try to run a play. Oh, and Warsaw jumped off sides. Hunter Dippin, who dressed up as a hunter for Halloween last night. I know this is a fact. Picks up Warsaw's first penalty.
That he did.
Because he was dipping into somebody else's trick-or-treat bag. Third down and 5 now. Diaz, not the biggest of guys. Listed at 5'8", 165. Just a sophomore, so they have him to build on the next 2 years. Claps his hands, takes a snap. Rolling again to the left, looking, going to take off and run. He's got the first down to the 30 and then gets hit and stood up at the 33-yard line. They're going to mark him down at the 32. The ball came out. The ball came out, and Warsaw's recovered. And it's Hunter Dippin that recovered it. Well, I guess on the way down, he got stripped out, and Dippin has the ball, and Warsaw has first down at the Goshen 32-yard line.
That'll work. That'll work just fine. You know, so far the strategy for the Goshen offense is to roll that quarterback out. Usually a team will do that when their offensive line may not be, a strong offensive line, to just kind of give the quarterback an extra couple seconds to locate a receiver. And that time he did find a receiver. Fumbled, though, on the play.
Warsaw takes over at the 32-yard line, 30 seconds into the game. Ball on the far hash mark. Sullivan, her first snap in over a month, hands off to Duncan, and Brody will get about 6 yards down to the Goshen 26-yard line. Stopped on the play by Dylan Engelmeyer and others. Second down and 4 coming up for the Tigers. A small crowd here tonight. We know a lot of you stayed home to listen. Don't blame you one bit for that. Not on a night as cold as tonight. Next week, we're hoping that you'll make a road trip with us somewhere. Sullivan, play clock at 10. And Goshen jumped offside. Sullivan play action fake. Free play. Lobs out the near side. Caught. Quinn Brock inside the 10-yard line. He'll be tackled down at the 7-yard line. There are no flags down, surprisingly. That's a gain of 17 yards on the pitch and catch. It's first and goal, Tigers.
So that is shocking because it did look like there was an offside by Goshen. And I think what Drew thought was that it was going to be a free play. And just threw the ball down to Quentin Brock for a nice gain. Turns out it turned out well for us.
If he'd have let him just a little bit more, it would have been a touchdown, but he's thrown into that wind, and he hasn't thrown a pass in a game since the Concord game back in September. From the 7, ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field to the right side of the formation, handoff, dunking up the middle, big hole, pushes him away to the goal line, touchdown Tigers. Warsaw scores less than 2 minutes into the game. At 10:19 of the opening quarter, and Warsaw has a 6-0 lead.
Well, there's a little bit of a difference between this game and the earlier game that we played against Goshen. This time it was Goshen putting the ball on the turf and us recovering, and then four plays later we're in the end zone.
What a start for Warsaw. Now Smythe on for the point after. 36 of 38. The only two he didn't make were blocked in the Plymouth game. Hobegger to snap it back. Vilma puts it down. Smythe boots it up and right through. 7-0 Warsaw. 10:19 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. A fumble forced, a fumble recovered by the Tigers. And about, three plays later, Warsaw is in the end zone. 7-0 on the 7-yard run by Brody Duncan. Smythe to kick off. This one's higher, a little deeper, and into the end zone. Touchback for Smythe. First down and 10. For the Red Hawks at their own 20-yard line.
I like the aggressiveness of our defense so far. I know they've only played in three plays, but again, Goshen's calling those quarterback, kind of roll out to his left, kind of move that pocket a little bit. Good job for our defense to recognize that and make some good plays.
So Goshen will operate starting at their 20-yard line, down by 7. And again, this is a Goshen offense that scored 47 total points all season long. So they can't get any farther behind. They need to find points this drive and buoy that defense to try to make some stands and help them out. Diaz takes the snap. He's going to pitch it. Janice is going to turn to the outside, to the 20, to the 25, stays inbounds, and then goes down inbounds. At about the 28-yard line, that's Janice. He's the guy that scored on the long touchdown pass the first time around, Andy. He is their best football player.
Yeah, and there was a time there that was just he came in motion, just kind of flipped the ball to him. There was a couple of our defenders that needed to get off blocks there.
Second down and 2 coming up. Diaz claps his hands and then looks to the left as they wanted to see what kind of defensive alignment Warsaw is in. They know, and now they'll see if they can get 2 yards and get a first down. Play action fake. Quick throw far side. Caught at the 25 by Janice. And he squirts through there to the 30, to the 35, and all the way out to the 41-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain for Gabriel Janice, the senior, 5'9", 175 pounds. He's got a first down for the Red Hawks, their first of the game. And they go without a huddle from the Red Hawk 41. Ball in the far hash mark. Diaz back to throw. Pressure coming. It's a screen in the flat, and it's tipped and incomplete. Trying to get the ball out in the flat to Jackson Miller, but the pass was high, and the pass was high because Grady Nelson was right in the quarterback's grill.
Yeah, it was a screen pass, and they're kind of letting Grady go by there, but you're right. Like, if I had a guy like that coming bearing down on me, I'd want to get rid of that ball as well.
Yes. But make sure your life insurance is paid off. Make sure you're right with Jesus. Second down and 10 coming up for Goshen from their own 41-yard line. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Diaz steps forward with his right foot, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws it down the middle, throws it high, incomplete. Janice was the target at the Tiger 45. Vilma had him sized up to put the shoulder right in the middle of his number 7 on his white jersey. It's third down and 10. Good job by Daler backing off, because a lot of kids would have just went through with it and got a penalty for it. He did not. It's third and 10.
He could have. He was real close to an interception there. It looks like Goshen so far tonight is just, they're
No. All gas, no brakes. They got nothing to lose, they as don't. Coach said. Third down and 10. Diaz under pressure in the backfield. He's going to get caught, and down he goes. All the way back at the 25-yard line. It's a loss of 16 on the play. Mason Gabrich was back there for the eighth Tiger sack of the season. For Gabrich, it's his first. And the Red Hawks will have to punt.
That's a big loss. Big loss for Goshen and a big win for Warsaw Tiger defense there.
And you say, well, his numbers aren't very good this year, talking about Gabrich. You're right, but you know what? He gets double-teamed every play.
Yeah.
So he's taking heat off of others. Guys like Schultz and Flores Ortega and Hombegger have had good years because you have Gabrich on the field. Good snap. Running to the right is Janice, looking to see if Warsaw will guard him. They do, and he kick it down the field. It's a pretty good kick with the wind. Bounces at the Tiger 37, and will roll and roll and roll on the turf to the 30-yard line. 8:18 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw gets the ball back, leading 7-0 after a pretty good kick by Janice.
Yeah, that was kind of a, you know, you see on those offenses like run pass option. I think that was a fake punt option. You know, if he saw an avenue there to get going, he was going to take off, and why not? He's their best player. We've seen a couple times already tonight getting him the ball in space. That's really Goshen's MO tonight, and it, so far it looks like it's not working out so well for them.
Again, try to get the ball in your best people's hands, and that's what Joey Hicklinski is trying to do.
Yep.
With this Red Hawk offense. Defense back out on the field, although it's a lot of the same guys. First down and 10 Tigers from their 30. Sullivan runs the counterplay up the middle. Evan Davis, and he's got some room, and he'll get 6 yards out to the 26-yard line before he is tackled by Logan Mishler. We told you in the pregame show, has 63 solo tackles this season. 63 total tackles would be a good season. But he's got now, with that tackle, that would give him 64 solo tackles, 39 assisted tackles. That is 105 tackles for him this season. Second down and 4 coming up. Ball in the Tiger 36-yard line inside the near hash mark. Sullivan keeps it. Turns up field, and he'll get the first down. Past the 40-yard line to the 41. That's a 5-yard gain for Drew in his first carry since coming back. He pulled his hamstring at the end of the Concord game. Quentin Brock was in there for the last two series of the football game.
Unbeknownst to us.
And, no, you know, the funny story about that is, you know who knew that happened? Austin Elder did. Austin had it right in the stats because I went in to change it.
Wow.
It's like, nope, Austin already had it. Goodbye him. Sullivan, this time hands off to Duncan, and Duncan will get 4 yards to the Tiger 45-yard line. And he'll be tackled on the play by Beckham Rivera. It'll be second down and 6 coming up for Warsaw. 7 minutes left to play. Opening quarter, Warsaw already in the lead 7-0. Again, when they played the first time back in week 3, Warsaw won 56-7. Wide side of the field is right. There are two wideouts. Egoff is on the outside of that pair. Sullivan, again, hands off to Duncan, and he'll run into two defenders and push them forward across midfield. He's going to be very close to the first down. It feels like he's about a half yard short, so they give him 5 on the play, and it sets up third down and 1 for the Tigers. This season on third down, Warsaw 53%, which anything over 50% is good. But then you add in that they're 78% converting on fourth down, and that is really lofty numbers. Third, and we'll call it 2 feet from just on the other side of the Goshen side of the field of the 50-yard line. Sullivan takes a long look around before he ducks under center. And again, he hands off to Duncan, and Duncan breaks through the tackle. He breaks through another, and he's inside the 40. He's down near the 35-yard line. He's at the 35-yard line. That's a 15-yard gain. What looked like it would be enough for the first down turned out to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, he got out of that tackle attempt by the Goshen defender and got another 10 yards. So far, really impressed with our offensive line. The Wild Hogs are really, really blowing off that ball and moving the Goshen defensive line backwards.
5:40 left to play here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead on Goshen. Winner plays for the sectional championship in 5A sectional 11 next Friday night. Sullivan from just inside the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Warsaw heading north here in the opening quarter. Option play, it's Duncan again, and he plows forward, and he'll get five more yards down to the 30-yard line. When these two teams played the first time, Brody had 9 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Part of that rushing game that racked up big numbers for Warsaw. 390 rushing yards the first time they played. The most they'd had in any game this season.
And so far it looks like we're not missing a beat.
No. No, there's nothing fancy about it either. It's been Brody up the middle, what, 3 or 4 times. Sullivan, again, takes a long look around, sends Brock in motion. Here's the counterplay, and it's a big hole. Tucker Reed bakes a man, miss at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Tucker Reed literally had a guy fall down in front of him because the fake was so good. Reed goes in and scores, and Warsaw's lead is 13.
That's probably my favorite Bart Curtis, Michael Curtis play, is that inside counter. Those linemen pull. Tucker gets a – those offensive linemen create a gigantic hole, and Tucker had all the room in the world to run. Juked out that last defender, put him on the ground, really, and into the end zone.
And now Smythe for the point after, making it even 14. Good snap, spot is down, and Mason boots it right up and through. 14-0 Warsaw, 4:34 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder doing stats for us again tonight. Warsaw 14, Goshen nothing, 4:34 left to play in the opening quarter. Smythe now with one touchback and booting for a second one. This one is going to stay in play. It's going to be taken by Janice at the 4-yard line. Middle of the field 10, 15. Come to the near side 20. Makes a man miss at the 22. And he'll be tackled at the 25-yard line. Tell you what. One of the things that I, in my 34 years of broadcasting, I've never been afraid to tell people that I like the way somebody in the other team plays.
Yeah.
I like to watch Janice play. He is really good.
Yep, he's good. You can tell, like I said, when he gets the ball in space, he can make people miss. And he's done that a couple times already tonight.
Goshen's first drive resulted in a first down that was immediately during that run resulted in a fumble. Tigers recovered it and scored. Then the Redhawks had to punt. Warsaw took it 70 yards in 3:44 to make it 14-0. Diaz takes a very low snap, going to roll to his right. He's going to throw it on the run hard down the field. He's got Janice at the 38 to the 40 to the middle of the field, and he's tackled at the 44-yard line. That's a 19. Give him a let's see where they mark him down. They're going to mark him. One official says one thing, one says the other. Do we have a flag down back up field?
We got maybe a roughing the passer?
There was a – that's exactly what it is. Good catch, Andy. So make it a 20-yard pass play. Oh, there's the flag. It's back down here, hidden by the people on the near sideline.
That's why we didn't see it.
So that is a big penalty. That's a 20-yard pass and then a 15-yard penalty to go with it. And Goshen's got the ball at the Tiger 40-yard line, down by 14 with 4:18 left to play in the quarter.
And it's Goshen moving that pocket again, giving their quarterback just a couple extra seconds, and there's been a couple times they have executed that.
If you have a high school quarterback who can do that, that's extra dangerous, and we'll explain why after this play. And they're going to fake the handoff. Quick throw up the far side. Too high, tipped in the air, tipped again, incomplete. Oh, two Tigers got hands on it. Neither one of them really had a good shot at it. But if Fletcher Pohl tipped it up in the air, Flores Ortega got a hand on it, but neither of them really had a real shot at it. But if they could have tipped it in the air, there were plenty of friends coming to help them out, second down and 10.
You know, they always say, you know, defensive backs are defensive backs for a reason.
Yes.
I won't say that reason, but.
It's true. Ball inside the near hash mark. Goshen heading toward the south end of Fisher Field, trailing 14-0. Diaz takes another low snap, looking left all the way, throws it, and it is incomplete. Looking for Janice on a crossing route, but the pass was way behind him, and Flores Ortega got a hand on it. but again, didn't have a good chance to pick it off. It's third down and 10. When these two teams played back in September, Worse had three interceptions.
I think Flores Ortega was surprised to see the ball his way. That was severely underthrown.
Vilma, Hetty, and Rivich was playing some defense that night and picked off a pass. Third down and 10. Or no, check that. Hetty had the other one. That's the one they ran back for a touchdown. Here's Diaz making a really good move. Gets away from one man, can't get away from the second. And then a flag comes in. Are we going to have a face mask penalty against the Tigers?
I believe so.
That's what I thought. It's a gain, Austin, of 3 yards to the Tiger 37, but another major penalty is on the way here against Warsaw. So this is the problem. You remember Coach in the pregame show talking about the legal aggression, violent aggression by the Tigers. And so far they've had, on this drive, 30 yards in illegal aggression.
Yep.
4 minutes left to play, 3:57 to be specific, here in the first quarter. Goshen with a great chance to score. When they played the Tigers in September, they had one really good drive. Back to throw Diaz, quick throw far side. It's going to be a double pass. They're going to throw it back to Diaz. It's backwards.
That's live.
That's a live ball.
That's live.
And Diaz did go in and get it. And Warsaw's scrapping for it. And they're saying that Goshen's got the ball. I do not know how they know that. The referee is telling the Warsaw players to get off the huddle because Diaz does come out of there. I'm glad because Warsaw played that perfectly. That ball was live. It was a backward pass and then another backward pass back to the near side. Chicanery at its highest level. It's a huge loss. It goes for as a loss, a running loss for Diaz of, we'll call it 10 yards. Back to the 33.
So did you see their offensive line?
Yes.
When they snapped it, they all went on their bellies.
They did.
That's crazy.
And you know what? Our defensive line froze.
Yep.
They're like, what are they doing? Right. Love that play. That is a young coach throwing some stuff up during the week to try to make things better for his football team. Diaz on the reverse. Hands off to Janice. A flag is down at the line of scrimmage.
It's going to be an illegal formation.
So a flag is down. It's actually flagged down on both sides of the field. Janice was running in motion. If anybody else moves before the snap.
It's illegal formation. They had five in the backfield.
Illegal formation is declined. Yeah. And that'll be a loss. Actually, that'll be no gain. They marked the ball. Well, now they put the ball at the 35. So it's a loss of two for Janice. It'll be third down and 22. And they are well out of field goal range. I think they would have probably went for it anyway, but they got two downs to get 22 yards here. Diaz. He has one back with him. That is Jackson Miller. Takes an ankle-high snap. Pump fake under pressure, and down he goes. Grady Nelson sacks him back at about the 46-yard line. Grady Nelson gave Diaz no chance. They mark it at the 44. It's a loss of 10, and it's fourth down at about 30.
That's probably somebody you want to block if you're a Goshen right tackle, and I don't know if they had a miscommunication, but Grady came unabated to the quarterback.
So that's a sack. That means Big Macs for everybody tomorrow. Buy one, get one free at the North Detroit Street location and the one out in front of Lowe's. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Redhawks. 1:49 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw 14, Goshen nothing, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 14-0 Warsaw, 1:49 left to play. It's 4th and 31 for Goshen at the Tiger 34-yard line. And the offense is staying on the field for the Redhawks. Now, we should note that Diaz has punted a few times this season, so he could drop back and kick it. Warsaw does not have anybody back. They're playing this as a regular play. And we expect something out of the ordinary on this play, too. Diaz, deep drop, pressure coming. Hit as he throws down the middle of the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Tristan Wilson from the 17-yard line. 20, 25, makes a man miss at the 30, cuts back to the near side, 35, still going to the 40, and he'll be thrown out of bounds into the Goshen sideline, and here comes the flag. He was out of bounds two steps, almost two full seconds, and one of the Redhawks just ran into the back of him, and so there's going to be a lot to judiciate here. So that basically serves as a punt, yeah. And Wilson picked it off and ran it back from the 17 out to the 42-yard line, and then we're going to have a late hit out of bounds against the Redhawks.
Yeah, that was more than just an accidental hit. That was definitely intentional. He, like you said, he was a good 2-3 steps out of bounds and probably 2-3 seconds after he got out of bounds. And you can see it coming. He sized him up,
yes.
and made the hit.
Yeah, he did.
I was sitting here, I'm like, there's no way. He did. He did it.
So that'll move the ball across the midfield line, and Warsaw will start this drive at the Goshen 42-yard line with 1:34 left to play here in the first quarter, and Warsaw already up 14-0 and have a great opportunity to go up more. Sullivan, his first start in over a month, will pitch it to the right. Quentin Brock got a great kickout block. 35, 30, up the middle of the field, cuts back, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, dives the goal line, and he's in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers, a 43-yard run for Quentin Brock, and it's 20-0 Warsaw.
And that's my other favorite Tiger offense play is that rocket toss. This was a rocket toss to the right. Good blocks, good perimeter blocking by wide receivers in the right side of that offensive line. Huge holes for Quentin to go through, and he made a couple guys miss and held on for dear life at the end, and we're up 20-0.
That kid is something.
Oh, yeah.
He has had himself a football season, hasn't he?
For sure.
Smythe now for the point after. Snap, spot, kick is up. Kick is inside the right upright and good. 21-0 Warsaw. 1:23 left to play, still in the opening quarter. This time we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tigers with a 21-0 lead a little over 10 minutes into the football game. Goshen with two turnovers and Warsaw scored off of both of them. By the way, Warsaw has a new softball coach. We've not talked about that on the football broadcast, but they have a new softball coach. Hillary Kaiser, former Lady Tiger, played on some really good teams. We won't say how long ago, so we don't tell everybody how old she is. But
no.
It feels like she's just been out of school like 5 or 6 years.
Right.
It's been a little longer than that. Hillary's back, and she's having a call-out meeting, and we'll give you information on that coming up here in a second. Run up, and the kick into the wind is a touchback for Mason Smythe, his second in 4 tries, and it's going to be Goshen ball at the 21-yard line. The softball team's having a call-out meeting for anybody who wants to play this spring, and that will be during the core hours right at the beginning of the school on Wednesday, November 6th, this coming Wednesday, in room C231. So if you have a child that is interested in that, please go see Hillary. She would love to have a conversation with you about that. Goshen, first down at 10. From there, 20, down 21-0. Diaz will give it off, and there's just not a lot of room there. Warsaw just sending their lineman at full speed. Officially no gain on the play, and that's Miller on the carry for the Redhawks. Second down and 10.
You know, it's kind of what I was saying right before the game started. If we can get pressure, make plays with our front three, this game's going to be okay for us. And so far, that's what's happened. Our front three has absolutely dominated Goshen's offensive line.
Second and 10 ball on the far hash mark, the side closest to the Redhawk bench. Diaz, standing at the 15, takes a good snap, throws it left to Janice, and there's Matthew Flores Ortega right there to tackle him. Very near the line of scrimmage. Well, though that he made it to the 21, he did. Well, they're going to give him the 21. So make it a gain of 1 yard. Austin, it's third down and 9 coming up for the Redhawks with 25 seconds left to play in this first quarter.
just finding just tough sledding for the Red Hawk offense so far. They've had a couple good plays, but just for the most part, Tigers have dominated.
Third down and almost the full 10 to get. Everybody checking their wristbands for the play. Diaz claps his hands, takes the snap. Under pressure, as soon as he caught the ball, and he's going down. Back at the 17-yard line, Cohen Heady and baby Hunter Dippin. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Warsaw 21, Goshen nothing after one. We'll start quarter two with a punt next on News Now Warsaw.